Publishers Word, Kapalua Marine Fuels and Lubricants opens distribution center for the region in Harlingen. Texas Border Business, Texas Enterprises Inc., the parent company for Kapalua Marine Fuels and Lubricants, moved its new distribution center to Harlingen. This location allows them to serve the entire Rio Grande Valley better and will help the company increase sales while providing faster service to the region. Kapalua Marine Fuels and Lubricants ranks number one in the fuels and lubricants category. They are in Austin, Corpus Christi, Houston, San Antonio, and now in Harlingen. During the ribbon cutting and reception, the city of Harlingen welcomed them with open arms. Harlingen Mayor Norma Sepulveda said, "We are a community embracing you because you are family. We have a team that can ensure that your needs are met." Ford Smith Jr., president of Texas Enterprises Inc., said that based on the turnout, he knew he had made the right decision. Gabriel Gonzalez, Harlingen city manager, said, "We've made a few changes to our development policies to make it easier for companies and developers to come in and develop in Harlingen, not just industries such as Kapalua, but also for residential subdivisions." Frank Morales, Harlingen city commissioner, said, "I love it. I see the growth, the potential is there, which we all know that and within the due course we'll have more growth, more development across the board." In this issue, learn more about Ford Smith Jr. and Kapalua Marine Fuels and Lubricants. On another note, last month, the Brownsville City Commission named Helen Ramirez, AICP, as the new city manager. Ramirez was selected from more than 30 candidates that applied for the position and was one of two finalists. The City Commission made the decision to extend an offer of employment during executive session of a special City Commission meeting in January. She assumed the role of City Manager effective immediately. Read the complete story inside. Good news, FAR Mayor Ambrosio Hernandez, MD, and the FAR City Commission approved an ordinance appointing a Deputy City Attorney Prosecutor for the FAR Municipal Court. Ricardo Rodriguez Jr. of the Ricky Rod Law Group was appointed to the position. "Thank you for the opportunity to serve the city of FAR and its citizens," said Rodriguez. Read the rest of the story inside. More good news, the Mission Economic Development Corporation welcomed several new community leaders to its board of directors. The seven-member board will consist of four new members plus board president Richard Hernandez, Mission Mayor Nori Gonzalez-Garza, and Jose Vargas, who was previously on the board. The new board members include Deborah Cordova, Carl Davis, Estella Scenes, and Noel Salinas. The Mission EDC board will also serve as members on the Mission Education Development Council and the Mission Economic Development Authority. Read all the details inside. Enjoy!